Welcome to the Midday with Norman and Vicky and Chi-Yun,
who has just come from Korea to join us here in Madison for the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra concert tonight.
Yes, thank you very much.
Back again, yeah. It's been a couple of years, I guess, since you were here.
Yeah, I think it was here. I was here six years ago.
That long ago?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I had no idea. Well, this time out, you're going to be playing, let's say, the Prokofiev Second Violin Concerto?
G minor, yes.
And you have been globetrotting, of course. That's what your career is, I'm sure, going from one side of our country to another, and then from Ireland to Korea and vice versa. And this, we're going to start with some music. Actually, I think it's one of your more recent CDs.
Yes. It was just recorded last May, and it was released, I think, last fall. Mm-hmm. In October.
That's recent.
Huh?
It's a CD with Camerata Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Conducted by Barry Douglas, who's also the pianist, and Andres Diaz on the cello, and I'll be on the violin, on the Beethoven triple.
This is the slow movement, the largo.
Just so beautiful.
Well, you know, we could do this like you do with some of those DVDs now, where you have the director narrating under the whole film. You know, if you do that track, well, we could do this with Chi-Yun. We could have kept going and just had you say, now this is happening, and now this is happening. It would be very instructive. But unfortunately, we don't have time for the rest of the concerto there, the triple.
That was the middle movement plus some, the largo, and Chi-Yun violin. Barry Douglas is the pianist and the conductor of Camerata Ireland, and the cellist, Andres Diaz.
And you've got all kinds of combinations in the discs here. I mean, you know, solo violin and violin with orchestra, and of course this triple concerto, too, where you're performing with all of these great soloists. So what's around the corner that you're thinking, wow, this is something I'm really looking forward to? You've even done crossover, I should add.
Yeah, that was only released in Korea, which is being repackaged. It was the best-selling album. I sold 50,000 copies in 1 year, just first year release. And then, you know, they, of course, they want to re-release it. Mm-hmm. And I just did a recording session, actually, in Korea. That's why I was there. Universal Records in Korea wanted to do another album, and it's the Serenades and Nocturnes by Schubert, by Moszkowski, by Mozart.
The miniatures again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we had a very interesting accompaniment, which it's all very classical arrangements, of course, and guitar and a string trio. And some Chopin nocturnes as well.
And you and a guitar and a string
guitar
trio?
And
wow,
string
that
trio.
Is different.
Wonderful. Yeah, it was really... really fun doing it. It was very inspiring, and we were looking forward to the release, and so is the recording company.
So are we.
And hopefully we'll get it over here as well.
Well, we'll hear that first crossover album a little later. I noticed, for example, on that you have actually, I won't say the same piece twice, but you have the same piece in two different versions.
That's right. There's a shorter version and then the longer version. And in fact, that album, one of the reasons it sold so well, I think it's the directors of the Korean dramas. Daytime and nighttime dramas, their favorite music was having my music as their theme music. So not only I was getting attention from Korean audiences, but in fact now Korean dramas, pop culture dramas, they're very popular in all of Asia. They are broadcasting in Egypt. So one of the most popular drama had my music as a sort of the main theme when these two main characters will come on, and there will be, in fact, I don't know if you're going to be playing Old Romance.
Yes,
that would,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Sviridov.
Yeah, either the shorter or the longer. I'm not sure which, depending upon
they
time.
They would have that
both great.
Come on. And people will call in, apparently, and say, what was that music?
So you've got everything except the crawl there that says available from.
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing like using a piece as a theme to really get people interested in it.
I think so.
And you did one for ESPN as well.
Oh, well, yeah, X Games theme. In fact, they gave me 12 notes and said, we would like to have musicians from all different kind of genre, pop, rock, classical and new age music, and they asked me if I would just write a theme song for them. And I scratched my head, and I went to my friend who was a composer, and I went to a teacher who was my composition teacher at Juilliard days, and I consulted them all, and I made up this sort of a theme that they could only be also like less than like 2-3 minutes or something like that. And so, and 12 notes, using those 12 notes. So that was interesting.
Well, we'll look for that. Well, you know, we don't have a theme for this show. Maybe we should commission something.
Mm. Great idea.
Next pledge drive, we'll work that.
I think that's an excellent idea, in fact.
All kinds of bells going off there. Well, how about a piece that is one of those quintessential violin sonatas, one of the great violin sonatas?
That has such a great story with it.
Well, yeah, actually, there's two stories. Oh. One is, well, she unmentioned what this final movement makes her think of. The first movement is almost the opposite, because the debut was of César Franck.
And Isai?
Eugène Isai, right, played it in this Belgian Brussels Art Museum late in the year, where artificial illumination was verboten, you know, bad for the paintings, and they didn't realize that, and they started performing, and it was twilight, and it got too dark to see the notes. And so finally, after some confusion, Franck just said, well, let's just get on with it, and they both played it from memory from then on. But you're saying that this movement we're about to hear gives you other associations.
Well, for me, because I thought this was the wedding present from Franck to Isai, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so the last movement, when I was playing it, and it's just so bright, you know, from the second and third movement, sort of ominous backgrounds, third movement being very recitivo-like and very dramatic. And then the last movement sort of wraps around into sweet, beautiful music, and I thought, and you know, it's like having a nice stroll with your wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend by the lake, and it's springtime, you know? It's so warm and sweet.
Oh, just in time.
The finale of the Franck Violin Sonata in A with Chi Yonan. The pianist is
Akira Iguchi.
Iguchi, yeah. Excellent.
So far as I know, César Franck wrote only one violin sonata. That's it. And boy, what a way to do it.
Yes.
One of the great violin sonatas. And Chi Yun was the violinist there. We heard the last movement of the Franck Violin Sonata in A.
With Akira Iguchi, who is developing a solo career of his own.
Absolutely. He was my accompanist, my partner, my collaborator since our school days. I met him in 1987 at a music festival, an Aspen Music Festival. He could barely speak a word of English, but boy, when he started playing, he was unbelievable. And when I got the Young Concert Artist International Auditions Award, I started, you know, concertizing. And first recital was, I was supposed to play a recital with this different pianist. And Akira, this pianist, had tendonitis, and he canceled the recital within 2 weeks, like 2 weeks left time.
Wow.
And Akira just took it on, and we did, one of the pieces we played on that recital was the Charles Ives Sonata number 2.
Not a pushover,
which
I suspect.
Not at all. And he learned it in matter of days, and we had a recital, and the reviewer said that we must have been playing together for years, because he said it was such a combination.
What a compliment.
Yeah.
Well, some great careers have been launched that way, with those last-minute fill-ins. I mean, you know, Toscanini and Leonard Bernstein was another many a performer, too, I'm
right?
sure. Well, we mentioned this, so we should probably hear it.
From the most popular CD in Korea, which we happen to have here, but it's not distributed yet in
not here
in the
yet,
US.
Not here. But it will get repackaged then.
And this is the more virtuosic version of this piece on the CD. There are two versions, and this is the last track of Old Romance.
That's right, which was the theme music for a movie that was done on Pushkin's novel. And Sviridov was a huge fan, and he often wrote music for Pushkin's poems and novels, and this is one of them.
Old Romance. You have to call it haunting, don't you? There's something about that very simple melody of Sviridov's and the Old Romance. Well, especially when you have the filigree of the violin there.
Yeah.
So capably played by our guest today.
Thank you.
Chi Young, violin, who is playing Prokofiev's second violin concerto tonight with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. Beethoven is also on that program.
Beethoven, Fourth Symphony, and the Shostakovich.
Yeah.
It's a really great program. Mm-hmm. I heard him rehearse last night. We did a last rehearsal with a program order, and it was just riveting program idea. Shostakovich, which is sort of brings the very rhythmic, the very, you know, you will call the traditional Russian composer
early,
work.
Rare Shostakovich piece, too.
It's just beautiful programming. And then the Prokofiev, which just sort of combines the two, and then Beethoven to end it, you know, with Beethoven symphonies. I love it.
Wonderful.
An action-packed evening
with the Capitol Theater.
Young and Company. Yeah, Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, Andrew Sewell conducting. Now that's
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
Details at wcoconcerts.org.
And I think there is also pre-concert talk, which is always very interesting.
Oh, yes. That's right. Our own Laurie Skelton will be up there with Maestro Sewell giving some background.
And I'll be also.
And you.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
I love participating on those because I think when I attend concerts and when I get to see these pre-concert talks and chats, conversations, and to see a performer speak, it's really interesting. And to see their perspective on the piece.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know, and how they came about it, what they feel, or little history like that, that makes that much more connection.
Right.
And I think as an audience member, you make, you know, you feel like you know the person. You're like, oh, I know her.
Right,
I know him.
Yeah, become very popular, hasn't it, in the last some years.
I think it's excellent.
It's a
excellent
great
way to
connect.
Cultivate audience also.
Makes the music come alive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure having you with us today.
Thank you very much.